1395.
Adelaide's 5AA.
In Adelaide
and across South Australia.
Leon Biner.
Well, let's talk about something that I know most people will be interested in, and that's really the basis upon which we pick subjects. The influence of religion on social policy continues to provoke debate, but a new organisation is trying to counter the religious viewpoint. Now, as we understand it, Atheism SA is the first active atheism group in 40 years and is going to campaign for secular views to be heard on issues such as euthanasia, marriage equality, contraception, and the teaching of ethics in schools. So, Brian Morris, you're the president of this organisation. What do you need to do to be a member of it?
Good afternoon, Leon, and to your listeners. Well, the easiest way, clearly, is to go to our brand new website, which is atheismsa.org, and there's really a wealth of information in there about who we are, what we do, and why we're doing it. And people can join up. It doesn't cost anything to be a regular member, a normal member, and we hold a range of functions each month and try and get people active to share their opinions with the rest of the community.
The state already promotes non-secular policies in a range of areas. Childcare centres, public schools. People, of course, can make the decision to go to an independent school. Sometimes they're religious, sometimes they're not, of varying viewpoints. So what is it about this non-secular situation that disturbs you?
Well, I think the whole thing, Leon, is to get clear in people's minds. You know, we're not talking about the whole issue of whether or not, you know, the existence of God. This is all about current social policy, which has been dominated for a long period of time by a range of different religious organisations. You've already been through some of the list, and there is no question at all that lobbying with governments, both state and federal, over, say, a long period of time, has led to the fact that much of this legislation has been stalled. And I don't think the public is really getting the full story on a lot of these issues.
Give me one example where we're not getting the full story.
Whenever we talk about voluntary euthanasia, for instance, the strong debate is always against religious principles, and we hear very little about the success of voluntary euthanasia, for instance, in all the Scandinavian countries. No problem with slippery slope and all
that sort of
thing.
Well, is there not a conscience vote on this?
The latest vote in state parliament was lost.
Not by much, though, was it?
Well, it wasn't by much. No, it's getting better all the time.
Well, I would argue that the decision as to whether to switch off life support is an intensely personal one and should be made not by the state, but by those people who will be most affected.
Precisely, and that's the point that we're saying. And people should have control of their own lives and their own destiny and their own death if that's what they really want to do.
So you're really a believer in what Dr. Nitschke is saying.
Personally, that's my view, but I mean, I'm not speaking for the organisation, and people have their own particular views on that. What we're saying is the debate needs to be broadened. You know, there are a dozen or 15 additional issues across the board where the same sorts of issues apply. I mean, we have a lot of religious organisations that have regular radio programmes, TV programmes, columns in newspapers.
Some buy them? There's no religious program on this radio station,
for
example.
But there certainly is on other stations.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, so wouldn't it be great, for instance, if there was an atheist column or a secular program on other radio stations to really put the other point of view?
Well,
We're not really getting that.
Well, I would argue that there are. Radio National does much of this. You'd be no Fran Kelly, for example, who's got a national audience, takes phone calls. There's many others. Look, I'm going to bring in Dr. John Hepworth, who's also a bishop. John, how do you respond to Brian Morris?
Well, atheism is one alternative within a society which has traditionally entrenched freedom. Nobody is banned from publicly espousing atheism in this country, Leon. However, it needs the starting point is the first sentence of our constitution is that we're a nation under God. We have made that decision, and we reinforced it by an overwhelming majority in the Republican referendum, where an alternative preamble was lost, and lost absolutely decisively. So as far as Australia goes, Leon, we're a nation under God, and anybody who wants to argue to change that can put it in the public forum and see if they can get a majority. But moving on from that, we espouse freedom of thought, freedom of expression. Anybody can lobby a parliament. Brian, you know, I would have to say, within the debates on abortion, euthanasia, and other matters, same-sex marriage, the sinfulness or otherwise of homosexuality, a whole range of moral issues, there is intense debate within religions, Leon. Christianity has intense internal debates on these issues. It's a caricature and very bad one to suggest
view. Well, I'm sure they do, John.
Well, I know they do. I'm there.
But that's not really the point. I mean, the point in the article this morning in the Advertiser with the Flinders University Professor of Theology, Andrew Dupney, made the point that obviously he said it was important that secular society has a free debate, but he then went on to say, I guess in the past, Christian churches haven't been very tolerant of minority voices, so have used their size and influence to take up all of the airtime. That's the whole point that we're saying. There needs to be an agnostic, atheist, non-believers avenue to take this debate to the general public because they're getting overwhelmed.
And the very best of British luck in doing it.
Well, thank you very much.
Because I happen to believe in freedom of expression,
Brian,
freedom of thought. I don't know what the problem is.
Don't you think the ultimate tolerance of a religion is the controlling faction of the federal government appointing an atheist as their leader?
Don't you think
that shows that religions are not necessarily dogmatic?
Well, the point you've got to understand here, Leon, is that Julia Gillard is hamstrung by a whole range of different problems within her own party and parliament generally.
Political parties are generally a broad church of view. If the majority of the party wants something, generally it gets up.
And the ALP ranges from the profound right-wing Catholic bit all the way through to the almost communist bit.
I'm not quite sure I agree with that, John.
Labour people who are devout, profound Catholics.
Yes, okay.
And the current Australian ambassador to the Holy See was the barrister for the ALP in New South Wales until his appointment. It doesn't come much clearer than that.
Yeah, but the point I think you're missing here is that I don't really want to get onto federal politics.
Because you're saying that decisions, if a member of parliament gets up elected because he or she has Christian views, we've had ministers in this state who are atheists, and they're proud of it. That's fine.
But the thing is, when you say you're not sure how many there are,
surely that's reflective of the electorate.
Could I just make a comment?
In a moment. The fact is, we have an atheist as a prime minister, openly atheist at the present time. And we're quite likely to have a devout Catholic next time, if the omens roll the way they are. That is the nature of our democracy. I'm just trying to puzzle out, Brian, what's the problem?
I guess the thing that people can do, can make up their own minds by going to atheismsa.org, the website, and see exactly what we're on about, see exactly what we're saying, why there's a need to do what we're doing and encouraging more people to get involved. Because it's quite clear, the evidence is really quite clear, that on a lot of these social issues, social policy issues, the debate has been very much one-sided. All we're saying is, and I think Andrew Dupney agrees with us in the article in the Advertiser today, that there needs to be fair comment and a fair balance, and really that's all we're asking.
Well, the fact that you're on here promoting your website surely shows that we're happy to hear diverse and points of views.
But that's great.
But surely in a democracy, 50% plus one give somebody a seat, whether they're Christian, whether they're from the disabled lobby, whether they're left, right, in between. That's the way the system works.
I'm fully aware, Leon, how the system works, but we're not talking about overt politics here.
Well, yes, we are, because you're talking about social policy. You may not be, but the fact is you're criticising decisions that people we elect make who might have religious views.
But people should keep their own religion really out of these sorts of decisions. I mean, we are a secular society. I mean, without doubt, more than 50% of the Australian people are non-believers. We've got to start thinking about the public here and telling politicians that whatever their personal views may be, they should should be making decisions for the community about very important social issues. New Zealand, for instance, has just voted in marriage equality. They brought in a vote for women 9 years before Australia. And I think there's a lot of people in Australia hoping that it won't take another 9 years before Australia finally gets to make that same sort of vote.
May I say, we're not a secular society. Our system of laws goes back into medieval England, firmly entrenched on Christian values, and we're having something of a debate about the extent to which we should change that to take account of recently arrived migrant groups, such as Islamic people, who are not about to agree with the concept of a secular society, I might add. We're just not a secular society, either constitutionally or in the nature of our laws or, dare I say, in the actual beliefs of a majority of our people.
Well, I disagree with you on that, John. Whatever the law and the constitution may say, we've had 500 years of the development of science, and with that comes a broader range of...
It's longer than that.
Aristotle was the beginning of science. Come on.
Can I just make the point? I mean, since the Enlightenment, since critical thinking has come about and people have started to challenge the whole religion...
Can I ask you a question? You're the president of Atheism SA. Would you define atheism for dummies? What is it?
Atheism is a position that there is no evidence for the existence of God or gods or the supernatural.
All right. Brian, thanks. Now, what do you think of the comments made by Brian Morris, John Hepworth? What do you think? 8223 0000.